This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two 3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 751, entitled Monoconscious Feminist Shock When First Confronted by Bi-Conscious Masculism. Description. The number of masculists and MGTOWs will soon be large enough for a real U-turn, a turning of the tide in gender politics, when men, masculists, take over gender politics from women, from feminists, who have had a monopoly for the past six decades. Bi-conscious masculists will be screaming at monoconscious feminists for these women's awful, bigoted hypocrisy, lashing out at men for men's gender crimes against women, when in the eyes of the bi-conscious masculists, women oppress men far worse, hence deserve this masculist hatred. I'll fire itself. It's just disappeared on me. Hold on. Okay. Monoconscious feminist shock when first confronted by bi-conscious masculism. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. I consider it likely that within the next 5 years, millions of monoconscious feminists will suffer real ideological and emotional shock as they are confronted by very angry, ideologically hateful, bi-conscious masculists who will not tolerate these women's monoconscious, hypocritical bigotry and really lash out at them. The feminists have had a gender political monopoly for six decades since the publication of Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, in 1963, in brackets, which highlighted the ennui felt by university-trained, upper-middle-class housewives of the 50s and 60s, close brackets, that launched the second wave feminist movement. In our secular age, millions of women use feminism, not religion, as their core belief system, their intellectual framework to interpret the world they live in. So feminism is of critical importance to them in shaping their worldview, their self-image. Then along come the masculists, with a radically different gender political viewpoint that is in many respects the very opposite of what the core feminist belief is. Namely, that gender oppression is a one-way street. The core, the essential idea of feminism, is that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, which has soured relations between the sexes for decades, causing young women to be rather surly towards men, seeing men as potential rapists, sexual harassers, domestic abusers, etc. Masculists, however, claim that women oppress men too, and in fact, that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. Masculists point to their big three, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men that are horrible and last decades, making them far more serious than the relatively mild ways that men oppress women. Masculists, that is, bi-conscious masculists, do not deny that men oppress women. Any man can read feminist books to see that. But do deny the implicit belief of the feminists that gender oppression is a one-way street. Any man learning about women's man-slavery, divorce, rape, forced fathering, that is the big three, can see that and becomes a bi-conscious masculist. given that feminist ideas had been around for many decades. So even most upper middle class, university trained men know the core ideas of feminism. Hence, by definition, if he learns maskless ideas, he is bi-conscious. He is familiar with both sets of arguments, feminist and maskless. But for the huge majority of feminists who remain, even today, that's February 2026, monoconscious, utterly ignorant of the ideas of the maskless, it's going to be a real shock when they are confronted for the first time in their lives by truly angry, ideologically hateful maskless who will spit in their faces for these women's awful, monoconscious hypocrisy and bigotry as seen through the eyes of these maskless. Why are biconscious maskless so angry and verbally violent against monoconscious feminists? Because of these women's hypocrisy. Once a man is well informed of maskless ideas, once he has studied how awful women's gender crimes are against men, particularly the big three, he inevitably gets angry at gender criminal women who commit these horrible gender crimes against men. For the past six decades, monoconscious feminists have been trashing men publicly for the gender crimes that men commit against women. For example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. And feel they have every right to do so, since these gender crimes that men commit against women are indeed horrible. If I were a woman, I certainly wouldn't want to be raped, for example. So millions of women, monoconscious feminists, are collectively expressing their contempt for gender criminal men who commit these awful gender crimes against women. But now, the gender political stage is no longer occupied solely by feminists, monoconscious feminists. Feminists are now being forced by maskless, biconscious maskless, to share that stage. And since maskless are mostly men, and hence have a near monopoly over genius, in brackets, that is, the genii are nearly all males, maskless will soon take over that stage, the way that men dominate nearly everything. Women cannot compete with men at the top end of the performance scale. Women are disadvantaged by the phenomenon of GMV, that's greater male variance. That is, on just about any measurable quantity, men will have a greater statistical variance over women on the scores of that quantity. Thus, the lowest and the highest scorers will be male. Using this logic, now that men have entered gender politics, it's to be expected, thanks to GMV, that maskless ideas will be superior to feminist ideas in terms of their strength, their moral depth, their political clout, etc. So expect over the next few years, there will be a takeover of gender politics by men, by maskless, by biconscious maskless. Not only will the strength of maskless arguments be stronger than feminist arguments, they will be charged, energized by a powerful sense of injustice and anger at the hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists, with maskless arguing that women oppress men far worse. So monoconscious feminist public trashing of men is just pure hypocrisy and bigotry, given the strong reluctance monoconscious feminists have to becoming biconscious by learning maskless ideas. I personally had this problem with my own Latting girlfriend, brackets, Lat, L-A-T, equals living apart together. That is, a part-time relationship with two abodes, two FIPs, that's financially independent persons. In my case, I spend 4 days, 3 nights a week at my girlfriend's house, which has a beautiful garden, whereas I live in a smaller bachelor apartment, close brackets. My girlfriend read Simone de Beauvoir as a teenager and has been a monoconscious feminist ever since. She has many positive qualities, so I don't just dump her. But her monoconscious callousness towards men's issues, like the big three, often gets me down. I have screamed at her sometimes over this. Maskers and MGTOW, that's men going their own way, ideas, are spreading widely across the planet, due largely to the manosphere, that is, men on the internet talking about men's issues, men's lib. I would say that today, most upper middle class, university educated men are now aware of the toxicity of the divorce courts, how biased they are towards divorcing fathers, and as a result, choose as young men not to marry, not to have kids, since they refuse to face a one chance in four of being butchered in a feminist dominated divorce court system. This is the end of part one.